Hello again. Now it's all calm as the summer rolls on, no doubt. As the school holidays start, it'll start raining. But at the moment, it's a bit muggy and it's a bit humid for many locals. Please continue to drink adequate volumes of liquid, ideally water, throughout the day. This will ensure you're more comfortable, you've got a level of hydration which is just right, so less fatigue, headaches, all that sort of stuff. As always, please check what the urine looks like, your constant monitor of adequate hydration. Ideally clear or slightly tinged lemon yellow, like dilute lemon juice. It's such an obvious thing, such obvious stuff, but surprisingly, humans are remarkable creatures when it comes to habit. Even in these conditions, often sporting the same clothing all year round, following the same patterns of eating and drinking regardless of the weather. As you arise from your slumbers, pop to the bathroom. That tea without milk in it look to the urine where we're all presently passing is simply reflecting the fluid balance as it has been overnight. No intake of fluid versus a lot of output via so-called insensitive loss from sweat, coupled with sebum gland excretion increases, result we all feel a bit sticky and a bit sort of sweaty and greasy. Yeah. This all takes fluid from our reserves, hence the strong, limited urine output first thing. So, why not simply put more fluid into your tanks, drinking enough throughout the day to allow us to pass more and clearer urine. Result, we will all feel better in all ways. Talking to some souls heading off to Greece this last few days, they seem to have no insight into the potential perils of randomly meeting sundry small local residents, the mosquitoes. Through various migratory pattern changes, global warming no doubt, they're in the mix, it seems that arriving wild birds have been carrying some guests. Mosquitoes, or so the theory goes, that themselves may carry the exotically named West Nile virus. This can't surely be in Greece. The Nile is a bit south, but it is, this year anyway. This virus is picked up by the insect biting you or rather injecting you with its own brand of blood thinner, allowing it to sample your blood serum via their little minute feeding tubes, and that can produce a really unpleasant flu-like illness in those so affected, about 20% apparently of those so bitten. Occasionally with severe side effects and complications. Indeed, in Greece alone in the last couple of years, hundreds of people have actually died from West Nile virus, mainly those who are slightly more unwell themselves anyway, more elderly, diabetic and the like. So if you are heading off to southern and mainly eastern Europe this summer, check out the West Nile virus. And be prepared to take extra precautions with insect repellents, e.g. DEET or the like, appropriate clothing, lifestyle tweaks, in other words, where you spend the early evenings, prime mosquito feeding time. Locally, we still have this season, so far anyway, really high levels of hay fever symptoms coming to us in the surgery. With so many expressing their thoughts that, well, I do get a hay fever, but this year, it's horrendous. All the current advice remains in place. Pollen avoidance, pollen getting rid of, changing clothes, washing hair and all the rest of it after coming in, closing the windows. And histamines taken by mouth, eye drops, nasal sprays, inhalers, all playing their part in this process. As ever though, and I can't emphasise this enough, please, 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 read the labels concerning dosages of antihistamines taken orally by mouth. They are there for a reason, and almost daily still I'm discovering tales of taking a few a day instead of just one a day recommended on the packet, or taking a variety of different antihistamines on the same day. That's nuts! We are simply potentially stirring up all sorts of trouble here, as antihistamines, even so-called non-sedating types, and potentially quite hazardous in overdose. And taking too many when one doesn't work, well, they'll just take a few more. That's actually an overdose in medical terms. Read the label and do not take more than the recommended amount. Over-the-counter purchased items, medications that are just as powerful and just as liable to be harmful, or work no better if taken in excess of the standard dosages. As the rays arrive, no doubt, as school holidays start, the pollen counts will drop. Relief is on the way. Surely it is. Till next week, cheerio.